Oh man, we've got so much pride of man going on around these days. It's unbelievable. Welcome everybody, Pastor Eli James, Pastor Steve. This is Yahweh's Covenant People, and it's deuces wild here, February 22nd, Washington's actual birthday.
Oh,
Right?
okay.
February
Booker
22nd.
T, huh?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
Well,
wrong
all right. Yeah.
one.
Yeah, I don't know
I'm
if
feeling
I.
good tonight, folks.
Good, good.
Yesterday was rough, but it was my fault because I'm a workaholic and I don't know when to get away from the computer. I just keep going until I just drop.
Yeah. Shout
But
till you drop.
we have had some spectacular shows lately. A lot of current events. We're going to do something a little different this evening. Eli has a prison ministry, and he gets letters back from folks that are incarcerated, and he's going to read some of these letters to us tonight, and maybe a little inspiration. Here's some voices from the other side of the wire.
Yeah.
And take her off there, Eli. Let's do it.
Okay, before I get into that, more good news from Chicago. Yeah, we had the Smollett case blow up in the faces of the liberals, right? And amazingly, I guess I understand he's a rhythm and blues player, maybe an actor too, I'm not quite sure. But he was arrested today. Let me just.
Oh
Oh.
yeah, and the internet is buzz with all these black people and black ministers
Right.
and rappers and everybody wanting to kick his butt.
Yeah.
Man, you played us. You
Yeah.
played us, bro. You could have caused a riot. You an idiot.
Yeah.
You
Well,
a queer idiot. Oh
right.
boy, they
Queer
are ripping
Negra.
the
Queer
blacks
Negra
are ripping him
is,
up. I
oh yeah,
love it. I love it. I
yeah.
love it.
Well, this is R. Kelly. I think he's a blues performer who
Yeah.
has for the tw last how many years? At least 12 years, something like that. He has been molesting children. How's he been getting away with this? January 22. Actually, this is an old one. 2003. He was arrested in 2003, but I just saw on the news this evening he's arrested again today, and this time they're not going to let him out. Singer R. Kelly was arrested in Miami today on 12 counts of possession of child pornography, officials said. The charges stem from images authorities found last June during a search of Kelly's home in Davenport, Florida, the Polk County Sheriff's Office said. So he must have moved to Chicago or something. Because it was all Chicago people. Oh, here we go. January 18, 2019. This is okay. TMZ. R. Kelly, former manager, surrenders for allegedly terrorizing alleged victim's parents. Okay, he's a real nice guy. 2:10 p.m. Pacific time. Mason has issued a statement saying, "Unfortunately, my accusers and their representatives have been successful at manipulating the media and now the judicial." So, well, that's exactly what Smollett said, isn't it? That's exactly what Smollett. I'll
I'll
be
be a
innocent.
victim.
I'll be innocent. Yeah, I'll be. Hey, you know what? We should offer a Smollett kit for $50. We'll get you a noose, a gallon of bleach, and two MAGA hats, special delivery.
And a can of black shoe polish.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
If you need to do blackface, right? And then after you're done the blackface, then you pour the bleach on you, that washes the blackface away. What a crazy week this has been. Absolutely crazy. So anyway, that's what's happening in Chicago, folks. I mean, it's just one jovial jovial episode after another. All right, so I just thought I'd report that because it was breaking news locally, anyway.
Oh, they're going nuts. And this deal with a national emergency, they can't deal with it. They
Oh yeah,
don't
the
know
left,
what
yeah.
to do about it. And he's got legal grounds. And he says, yeah, they're going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. We're going to be kicking their butt. But meantime, we're going to be building the wall.
Yeah, right. Another angle that I want to pursue is one broadcaster, independent news person, suggested that Kamala Harris was in on the plot with Smollett. And if that turns out to be true, her presidential career is over. Over. So apparently she knew about all this before it came down or was even part of it. Okay. So we'll stay on top of this, folks. We'll dig up the dirt on Kamala Harris, too. Okay. So here we go. Let me turn the page, see who's this. All right. Stephen Bennett, Monday, 1st, 28, 2019. Hello, I hope these words find you doing well. My name is Stephen Bennett. I just sent one of your literature teachings titled, I just read one of your literature teachings titled The Hoaxacost. It was a great and highly informative teaching. One of my friends here receives literature from you, and let me read it. Here, we always are working to spreading the identity message. I guess you could say to all kinsmen who are receptive to it. I truly believe there has been an awakening of sorts among our people over the last couple of years. And, Steve, I have to agree. It seems like interest.
I even got to some of the white guards when I was locked up, and they accidentally said something to somebody they shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got either fired or transferred out to East Slobovia somewhere.
Wow! Wow! Yeah.
And the pastor, the prison pastor, that was using my translations in his sermons was reactivated in the military and sent to Iraq.
Wow.
As punishment. Yeah.
And was he shot in the back in Iraq? I have any idea?
I don't know what happened to him, but okay. They reactivated him in the military. He was retired. They reactivated him and shipped him to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Because he used my material and I found it in his office.
Yeah.
And he was banned from the prison. They locked him out. And then he was subsequently transferred back into the Army and sent to Iraq.
Well, I guess from his point of view, being locked out is better than being locked in. Okay.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. He continues, I was hoping that maybe I could do some studying and receive literature from you. I would greatly appreciate it if you would forward me a list of the literature materials that are available. I have a cheat. It's two pages, a cheat sheet, two pages, two sides of one sheet of paper for the prisoners to select material from. It's all Christian Identity, two seed line. My friend recommended that I start with requesting an article you wrote titled Mainstream Media Blackout or something similar, but that was Murder by Consent. Murder by Consent was my recollection of the event. Pastor Ken Gregg and I and a bunch of other Klansmen and patriots, we were in Lexington. What's the big town in Tennessee east of Nashville? Right along Route 40. East of Nashville.
Memphis?
No. East of Nashville. It might even be the capital of Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I can't think of the name of it. So maybe somebody in the chat room is more familiar with Tennessee. But it's not far from Ken Gregg's house.
Where is are you talking Knoxville?
Knoxville, that's it. Thank you. I keep on getting Knoxville. Yeah, go ahead.
Where's this guy located?
Well, here, let me turn the page here. Mountain City.
What prison is he in where?
Oh, I don't have the envelope here, but it's, NECX. Mountain
Which
City.
Where? What state? Where?
Tennessee. Mountain City, Tennessee.
Is that a federal or state?
Well, NECX, that's probably federal. Okay. Mountain City, Tennessee, I'm not sure where that. I thought that was Central Tennessee. Okay. But that's all I can tell you right now. Okay. I don't have any envelope. Go ahead.
Write him back. Ask him if he can receive stuff, and I will send him the book of Genesis to start.
Okay.
I'll start mailing him stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I'll mail him one book of the Bible at a time. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, yeah. Deuteronomy. You know, my yeah. translations.
And right, I'll, very good.
I'll print them out.
Oh, you'd love that.
Send him the whole thing. Because right. They will destroy it.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can send him one book of the Bible at a time.
Right, right. Oh, they, well, I'm getting more and more letters like this of prisoners getting through to other white prisoners. Yeah, Knoxville. Thank you, Adolf. Ted, I was in Knoxville with Ken Gregg protesting the murders of Shannon Christian and Christopher Newsom. Because there was a nationwide blackout by mainstream media refusing to report on this hideous, hideous torture slash murder. Okay, so he wanted to read about that, and so I sent him that article. Okay, okay, and then he says, "Oh yeah, it's a I would be greatly interested in that and any other literature about the biased mainstream media." I have gotten to where I can hardly watch the news because the MSM is so biased against the white race. Tell us about it, right?
Well, we know yeah. all about that.
Yeah, right. Okay. They don't even try to cover it up anymore. It is
no,
all
they don't.
Yep. It is all overtly biased. So they you know, they've got television sets inside the prison and they
oh,
see
Oh yeah.
It,
yeah, they have to keep the animals pacified.
Right. But he can't even stand watching the television anymore.
No,
so.
I couldn't either. I didn't watch TV for 13 years.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. It is clearly an attempt to manipulate and control people's minds and perceptions. Well, I won't go on forever. That's page one. Page two. I know you are a busy man. Thank you for your time and help. May our Heavenly Father bless and guide you daily. Sincerely, Stephen Bennett. Okay. So yeah, that's a nice short and sweet letter. But it shows that the identity message is resonating inside the prisons. And like I said, there's more and more letters I'm getting saying that the other prisoners, other white prisoners are turning on to identity, and some of the white nationalists and pagans are becoming
well,
more curious.
When I received all your stuff and the stuff I got from Clifton Emmaheiser, I had to hide it in other people's lockers because they would periodically raid my locker and tear up my Bibles. I had a copy of the scriptures in prison. They ripped it to shreds.
Wow.
Just and laugh in your face.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And these yeah. are white officers, not the mm-hmm. not the black ones.
Right.
These
white niggas.
White guys. That
yeah.
are doing.
Right. Right. Okay.
They are scum.
Yeah.
And
yep.
then other ones would help me out.
Yeah. Sure.
And when they found out who I was, that I was at one time head of the Klan, I got a lot more support.
Okay. Very
when
good.
I was in Forest City, Arkansas, because that's where Nathan Bedford Forrest was. That's his hometown.
That's his hometown, really?
And
oh, man.
Yeah. I would get the handshake and some hand signs.
Yeah.
And a few other things and stuff that only Klansmen would know. Okay.
Yep.
From some of the officers. There was a
right.
big Klan presence there.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of years at Forest City. I was there longer than any place else because when they first locked me up, they transferred me everywhere. Because people in Lexington, when they first sent me to Lexington,
mm-hmm.
the officers were openly shaking my hand.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And oh boy, did they, a bunch of them. And I had the psychologist at Lexington that did my interview said that there's nothing wrong with me, that I am perfectly rational. And
you'd be crazy.
Everything I say makes good sense, and she was fired.
Whoa! Was she a black lady or a white lady?
No, white lady.
Oh, man.
This is what the government does, folks. You people don't know what's going on till you get inside.
Right. Well, there's no reporting on prisons.
No. Hardly any. No, yeah. It's private corporations.
That's
These
right.
are privatized.
Right.
The whole federal system, it's the Federal Bureau of Prisons Incorporated, for-profit organization.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what the prisoners are in there are slave labor.
Yeah.
That is what they're there for.
Yes. Yes, they were unarmed, and it might have been different had they had permits to carry. Now, I don't know. That was, I think, around 2004, if I remember correctly. I don't know if the concealed carry was as popular
in
those.
They had me locked up with some of the Montana Freemen,
mm-hmm.
David Lane in Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I made the rounds.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they set you all over the place.
They had me in special sections. They didn't put me in with general population mostly.
Okay.
Because I was very high profile at the time. I was national news.
Right. So. Right, yeah, yeah. Shootout at the OK Corral.
Well,
with Pastor Steve.
They, right? If they didn't want to shoot out, they shouldn't have shot at me. I shot right. back. Excuse me.
Yeah, right, right. Okay, this one is, let me turn the page here and see who this is. This one from. Oh, wait, here's a short one. This is John Bates. Pastor Eli, I want to bring to your attention that there are two brothers here that are being refused kosher trays and have been refusing to eat off the mainline trays due to cross-contamination. They have lost over 80 pounds collectively. Please spread the word. The two inmates are Matthew Dormini and Scott Robinson. So I'll repeat those names, Matthew Dormini and Scott Robinson. They're on a hunger strike because they're being forced to eat off of trays that have had pork on them. Okay.
Yep. I did the same thing.
Yes. So I sent an essay on why Christians are supposed to keep God's food laws. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to him so he can share it with those two guys and with the staff there, because apparently the staff doesn't think that we Christians need to obey the food laws. Right. I sent them that already, and hopefully that'll help these two guys out. But Father Yahweh, we ask you to, in the name of these two gentlemen who are imprisoned, to move the prison unit so that they will provide uncontaminated kosher, that is Israelite food, Yahweh's diet, so that they are not discriminated against.
I had to register to get kosher food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one pastor helped me, and I got on the kosher diet, and I would get the special little meals with no pork, catfish, shellfish.
Mm-hmm.
It was specially prepared. It was for the Jews.
Right.
But
right.
as an Israelite, I'm bound by the food laws the same way I registered, and so I could do Feast of Tabernacles and Passover.
Right.
There's no other way at that time to do it. Then, after lobbying and lawsuits and all the stuff I was involved in, they came up with a new designator. They wouldn't call us Christian Identity. They called us Messianic Sabbatarians.
Okay. Well, whatever works.
They gave a special designator, and we were eligible at that time for all the benefits that the Jews got. And
right.
the Jews went ballistic.
Right.
Oh, man, they hated that.
Right.
And I just laughed. and they had to let us in the Sukkot, which is the booth for Tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
And they had separate times.
Great. Well, I didn't think they would want same time as you.
No.
Right?
Oh,
and
no.
Likewise, mutually.
Oh, boy. They hated me and the white nationalists. Oh, you're just nothing but another Jew. I said, no, I'm an Israelite. Don't you understand the difference?
Yeah.
That we're bound by the food laws and the laws to keep Sabbath and all the other stuff? I said, don't you get it?
Yeah.
No, you're a Jew. You're a Jew.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to beat you up. And I said, well, I'm standing right here right now. You need an appointment, punk.
Yeah, right.
Right in the middle of the dining room, and the whole prison was watching. And I called him out. I said, all right, dirty white boy.
Mm-hmm.
You got your little gang here. There's 10 of you and one of me. I think you're a punk. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
You going to fight me now? Or are you going to have all your buddies surround me on the wreck yard? Are you that chicken shit? And boy, I'll tell you what. He backed down, and it just destroyed that group in prison.
Right.
They had no rep. They were just, that old white man done backed you off. You is a punk. And just everybody disrespected him.
Right.
And a couple of the Aryan Brotherhood agreed. He says they're nothing but a punk. They're not Aryan Brotherhood.
Right.
And we understand what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But they're a wannabe group.
Right.
And they're nobody. Don't worry about it. And I said, yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So the ABs and I got along fine. But the dirty white boys, they were a bunch of punks.
Yeah. Right. So. Yeah, yeah. Understood.
Even some of the blacks, the black Muslims respected me for that.
Right. Very good.
Because I stand up and I punked them out right there in the middle of the dining room. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I hated those guys. They were the dumbest bunch of white boys I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, that's probably why they're in
Lord,
prison.
Lord, they were stupid. And that's what the Israelites, like your buddy that just wrote you, that's what we have to contend with is other white people that are so stupid they can't tie their shoes without written instructions.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, man, and then they bother you, bad. Another white guy. What's up with that? You know, that's ridiculous. Yeah, yeah.
Well.
Okay. Well, of course, they don't know about Jews. They don't know what Judeo-Christianity.
But you
probably.
Try to educate them, and they don't want to hear it.
Just like a liberal.
They don't want to hear it.
They're as bad as liberals.
They're in that gang for protection, because one-on-one, they're cowardly. And I wasn't part of any group. Until guys started grouping around me, and I'd go out on the rec yard, and we'd do Bible study on the rec yard.
Oh, wow.
And the guards allowed that, but they wouldn't let us use the buildings.
Ah, okay. But out in the yard, you could do Bible study. Very interesting.
Well, it was a huge yard at Forest City, Arkansas. It was huge.
Uh-huh.
At a free prison, they had a camp.
Right.
That did all the service work. Those guys, you know, there was no fences, no nothing.
Right.
Then they had a low, then they had a medium, then they had a high.
Mm-hmm.
There was
a
prison complex.
I remember Terry and I tried to visit you one day on our way back.
Oh, no, they won't. They won't.
Yeah. The chaplain, I was able to talk to the chaplain by phone, but they just wouldn't allow me to. But Pancake house outside the prison, it was all black. It was like, we were the only two white guys in the whole
and
restaurant.
What they call your ministry would be an STG. That stands for Security Threat Group.
Right. Yes. And even though all you are is a Bible-toting redneck. Security threat group.
Oh, they'd let them in. The praise Jesus.
Crowd.
They'd let them in. And the Catholics. And they had all their.
And the Jews. And the Muslims. Right?
Yeah.
They'd let them in too.
They had several different sects of Muslims that fought among themselves. The Sunnis and the Shias.
Right.
They would fight in prison, and they had actual Muslims in there from foreign countries.
Hmm.
Thing was, they stayed out of it. It was the blacks only.
Right.
That were violent.
Yeah.
Because
no
blacks
doubt.
Are inherently violent anyway, the right. ones that are in prison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
and
got a bad violent streak, and they have to be in large numbers against one white guy.
Right.
And when the biggest bully that was just, you know, he was just punking everybody out, he came up on me, and I threw him against a wall so hard he peed himself.
Wow.
And that was the end of anybody trying to mess with me in Forest City.
Yeah.
I whipped his big black butt right in front of everybody, right out in the dorm. I went the hole for it, but that ended any threat to me because he was the biggest and the baddest until the Klansmen got there.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
He was nothing. He was all mouth.
Right.
Man.
Yep. Yeah, just like Smollett. It's all mouth, right?
He'll bend over occasionally too. Yeah, I'm sure.
Right.
He's just scum.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
but,
right.
But they tried that. Every prison I went to, you got to prove yourself when you get on the yard.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna test you.
Right. Well, I know a lot
In a Fed, I've never been in a state prison.
Okay.
I understand some of the state prisons are good. Some of the state prisons are absolute hellholes.
Right. Depends on the state.
But
depends
I
on
was
the prison.
Always in the Fed, and they were all hellholes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I every time they transferred me, and they transferred me a lot, I started out in Lexington. They moved me to Talladega, Alabama. Then I went to a place in
Georgia?
South Carolina, Bennettsville, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Were they
you
had
in Atlanta?
Me in Atlanta for a while.
All right.
In the security group. Then they moved me finally to Forest City, Arkansas, where I did the most time of all.
Right.
I finished out the sentence. I did about 7 years there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I walked on that yard and didn't have to worry about a damn thing.
That's great.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I still have your letters from Bennettsville and maybe one or two from Atlanta and a bunch from Forest City because that's where you stayed last.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't think I should pull out a couple of your letters. We'll do that another time.
Lord.
Yeah. Right.
Lordy.
Yeah. I hate prison.
Until December, I can have no direct contact. I can't even mail something. I would mail the stuff to you and have you remail it.
Yeah.
Because if I mail to a prisoner, I'll go back to prison.
Really?
Just for sending him a Bible.
Huh.
That's
okay.
How strict it. I'm free strict. On a leash until December. Now in December, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
All that regulation stops.
Yeah, very good. Very
so
good.
I'm squeaky clean. I stay right here and do EFR production work.
Right. Yeah.
And they
EFR
love me.
Production
oh, Eli,
company.
They love me. I'm just so loved.
Right. All right. Okay, this letter is from Mike Craden. I don't have the envelope because I got so much paper to deal with. Mr. James, I just wanted to write you and tell you how much I appreciate your kindness by sending me the free copy of your awesome book, The Great Impersonation. And the reason I sent it to him is because he's got a congregation going there, and they're very eager. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mr. James, I have a literal line of men here on the waiting list to read it. It is such an important book in helping me teach these white men about their heritage, identity of their God, Yahweh, and our enemies. So thank you again and again. And I want you can see how thirsty These white men are for biblical truth and identity truth if they can get their hands on it. And a lot of these guys have no family. They don't get any mail.
Yeah.
And there's only garbage to read, right? So once a piece of identity literature gets in this prison,
they wear it out.
Yeah, they wear it out. They share it with everybody. Okay. So I can see that book coming apart at the seams pretty soon. Okay. So I want you to know that this book will be read by those who I know will use the truth you presented within it to plant their own seeds in others. And, Mr. James, if you have any other books I can use, please send them. I do not have any family or money, but I want you to know my whole reason for living is to give absolute dedication to teach our people about their identity as true Israel and about their God. And I told you about the book I am writing in my last letter. I just completed the fourth chapter. I have only two more to go. It's an awesome book that if you proofread it, even just the four chapters, I'm sure you would love it. Mr. James, I was hoping you could point me in the right direction as far as what I will have to do to find an editor/publisher. Well, we'll see what we can do for him. For my book, it will be done by the new year, January 2019, although I haven't seen anything yet. Please write me and let me know, and thank you again, your brother in service of Yahweh, Mike Craden. Okay?
Okay. You get me, when he sends it to you, you get it to me, and I'll proofread it and do the printout.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'll get it all ready to print, and when we get over where we're going in Shelbyville and we get our printing operation,
right,
we'll print the damn thing.
Yeah.
If it's worth
it. Yeah, very good. Yeah, excellent. So, okay.
Because these guys have nothing.
That's right.
Prison, if they find out you're CI, you can't get a job. They won't, even for 12 cents an hour, they won't let you have a job.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So, let's see, who's this one from? Who's this one from? It's four pages. This is a long one. Okay, this is from Ben. Benjamin, or Rats. I don't have his last name. Okay, Ben. All right, 127:19. Greetings in the mighty Hashem of our blessed kinsman.
Yep, that's the name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're learning of our blessed kinsman, Redeemer, Yahshua Messiah. I pray that this missive finds you in good health and spirits. I regret to hear that 2018 was a rough year and that you've had health issues, but please know that you are in my daily prayers. I know that you are undoubtedly a very busy man and most likely get lots of letters from many prisoners trying to get unadulterated truth, so I very much appreciated your writing. First and foremost, brother, let me say that I have a deep respect for you and what you do. The material that you write has honestly opened my eyes and made me think long and hard about ideas that I've identified with for long and years. I come from a family who is of Scots, Irish, and English ancestry and have always been a proud white man. Unfortunately, I developed a pride that was not scripture-based, and I was mixed up with skinheads and other nationalist kindred. When I first got introduced to identity, I shared the exterminationist ideology, being that I come from the radical right. Well, so do we, but we don't teach exterminationism. So it's obvious he was getting stuff from Clifton Emmaheiser, okay? Because I don't think Fink has a prison ministry. That was all Emmaheiser.
Well, and Clifton's stuff changed when he came under Fink's influence.
Right. That's right. Yes.
Because I was Clifton's proofreader for many years while I was in prison. Mm-hmm. And then he got involved with Fink, and then it just sort of dribbled out.
Yes.
Fink destroyed his ministry.
Right. Yeah, made it ultra radical and turned it into white nationalism, not identity. Okay. So anyway, he continued. This is basically what he's saying here. Okay. I came from the radical right. Praise Yah that as I've grown in my faith and been blessed to have wise teachers like you to reveal these truths to me. I have become a better disciple of our Messiah and a better man in general. I was so full of misplaced hatred, and it was counterproductive when it came to preaching the gospel. Well, yeah, I mean, how are you going to preach the gospel if you're full of hatred, right? Yeah. Instead of loving our race above all, I was too busy letting the stereotypical profile of the ADL and SPLC and playing into the wild-eyed fanatic role. That's how they want us to act, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
There is no point in absolutely immersing yourself in total hatred. Okay, we've got the hatred of Esau described in Obadiah. Yahweh's going to deal with that. What we as a race need to do is concentrate on the love of our own people and aiding our own people and helping our own people to survive. It doesn't do any good to just do nothing but hate these beasts all the time.
Right.
You never get anything done positive for your own people when you're immersed in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate them too, okay? No problem. But I have dedicated my life. I'm doing all the post-production that I can do at EFR, and I'm publishing, and I'm preaching, and I'm doing shows. Positive, 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 positive for our mm-hmm. people.
Right, right. Philadelphos, brotherly love. That's supposed to be our mission.
You have to love your race. But you Amen. Need to keep in mind who the enemy is. Always be vigilant. Mm-hmm. But don't let hatred for those animals stop you from being productive for your own people. That's the key.
That's right.
We can't win unless we help one another.
Yes. So what he's saying here, he was so full of hatred for non-whites that it prevented him from loving his own race, right? It's oddly, ironically, right? But that's what he's saying. Okay. In Galatians 5, we are warned against works of the flesh, and hatred is listed among those. Although for the most part, I find Negroes ignorant and savage. Scripture commands me to do my best to live peaceably with all races, but of course this is under biblical, not Babylonian, roles of order. Okay, so I think he confronted the Finkelheiser message and rejected it. It's truly a disaster to allow other races to roam our land and to mix and mingle with our kindred, our Edomite, Canaanite, Hittite, Babylonian, etc. enemies, whom Yahweh Almighty told Israel to separate from, are the very ones who are having our people willingly line up and commit racial genocide. All of the wickedness of the pro-Sodomite, pro-black, pro-degenerate movements all come from the evil-minded Edomite strangers within our nation. Boy, does he know the truth. The only hatred we as a race should feel is a righteous biblical hatred for these Talmudic Zionists and what they have done to our beloved people and country. So you can see he's got the spirit. He's got the spirit. And I get more and more letters from prisoners recently telling me that they have a sense of calm and peace in their lives, even though they're in prison. Okay, this is what identity does for them. There's no other religion that can give them the sense of peace behind bars. There just isn't. Okay, so they're just extremely grateful for this kind of literature. Adam Israel desperately needs to repent and apply 2 Chronicles 7:14 to our lives. Amen to that, brother. As a blood, can't make out this word, but relative maybe? Blood relative. His R is a goofy. As a blood relative of our Adamic Israelite forefathers, The only thing I can do is be an unashamed, biblically strong watchman who is courageous enough to be like Elijah. Or he spells it Eliah. There are a lot of good kinsmen behind these walls who have just fallen into the snares of the enemy and have made mistakes. But I know that all things work together for good for them that love Yahweh, Romans 8:28. So you can see he's at peace, even though he's behind bars.
Right.
So yeah,
that's the main thing you have to learn if you go behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn self-control.
Right.
Self-discipline is the only discipline in prison.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch what you do, watch what you say, watch who's around you. You have to be vigilant at all times. The prisons are very dangerous because there are loose cannons in there. It's not the guys with the big mouths. It's the guys that never say anything.
The beady eyes. The beady eyes.
The people
guys,
that just give you a stare.
Right.
They don't even have an angry expression on their face. They're nuts.
Yes.
That's what they do with a lot of these people, is just lock them up. And they lock them up with regular people like us. And then you read about an incident in the prison, and one of the prisoners has been murdered. And by somebody. I was at Lexington, walking down the hallway, and we had to walk. One side of the hall was one direction, one side, and they didn't even have a line down the middle of it.
Yeah.
And a guy went off on somebody else and started just stabbing him with a pencil.
Ooh.
He had a pencil.
Oh, man.
Was stabbing, "You killed my sister! You killed my sister!
Oh.
You killed my sister!" Stabbing this guy. Because they had all the nutcases at Lexington. It was a medical facility.
Okay.
Turns out the guy never had a sister. He was an only child.
You're kidding. Oh, it was a mental facility for sure, right?
Well, it had a wing, and this guy was on meds. He didn't have his meds for the day, and he went off.
Wow.
And that's what you have to deal with.
The pencil massacre.
I had 13 years and 1 month of that, okay, in all these different places with murder.
Psycho ward.
And they had me with the worst of the worst, man, because I was a white patriot. They didn't put me in with them.
Oh, yeah, they were hoping you'd get killed.
They didn't have me in with cupcakes. They had me in with the killers because I dropped a hammer on a cop that tried to kill me.
Right.
It was me. So they considered me a killer, and they put me in with the rest of the killers, and I was just a mo' better killer than the rest of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, even though you didn't kill
the cop.
No, they
didn't mess with me.
Right.
They saw me on TV, and TV.
You came with a reputation.
When they had me on America's Most Wanted on a rerun down there at Forest City, Arkansas, that sealed my rep. This guy is loose cannon. He will kill you. Stay away from him. Leave him alone. Even the guards. The bad guards didn't mess with me.
Yeah.
And then I had a bunch of other guards that were good guards that sort of laughed it off. And they give me a little wink. "Hey, killer, what's going on?" And then the little secret man sign.
Killer Steve.
Right? Yeah.
So how many people in prison called you pastor? Did any of the guards?
A few,
okay.
The ones that were in the know. But they usually got shipped.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had to really watch what to say.
Well, that's another thing that the prisons do. When they see that there's a CI group forming, they will break it up by sending
them
away.
They'll ship them everywhere. Yeah. They'll kill it immediately.
That's how afraid they are of this message. They are terrified of this message. So he continues, "So Yah willing, I can carry out the commission entrusted to us by our King and Messiah and bring our kinsmen to the feet of Yahshua to relieve all they've been, or to receive all they've been promised. Brother, this prison here is a dirty..."
they are all dirty. They're filthy.
"A dirty, hate-filled hell. I have to spend the rest of my life here out. I will gladly spend it in honorable service to our blessed kinsman Redeemer. Even though I may be troubled on every side, perplexed, persecuted, and cast down, I will stand on the promises made by our Heavenly Father and to live my life. I'm getting choked up, sorry. And live my life based on His holy law. I love it. I will
occupy until I return, even unto death.
Yes, yes.
That's a brother. Yeah, he's telling you the truth, Eli.
Yeah, that's true, right there. He's pouring his heart out here. I will continue to seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto me. Wow. I mean, how many people outside of prison have this kind of faith?
Well, when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you and it's real, doesn't matter where you are.
That's right. That's right. Brother, please keep me in your prayers that I will be able to reach these lost kinsmen and add to the kingdom. I know that I'm only permitted 4 sermons every 2 months. It's the prisoners pick studies, Bible studies off a list. And actually, it's only 3. if they ask for an extra one, I send them an extra one. And I don't want to be a burden, but I'm going to put my request in now. Also, do you know of any churches that will donate a proper Bible with the sacred names restored? Unfortunately, I only have the run-of-the-mill KJV, which is, of course, grossly mistranslated from the Masoretic, that these were led by the family of Ben Ashes. is that a cut against Jews, Ben Ashes? And they were mostly printed from Daniel Bromberg, from the first Rabbi Bible. So, of course, I have reservations when it comes to studying from anything that was paid for by Jewish money. So I guess he's talking about the modern versions, the family of Ben Asher. Well, we know that the Jews print all our Bibles now. I don't think there's a Bible company.
Yeah, the scriptures is printed separate.
That's separate. Yeah, it's not printed by Jews.
We need to send him a copy of the scripture.
Yeah, we will. Brother, I'm aware that you're beyond busy, so any help will be very much appreciated. As a disciple of the King of Kings, I only desire to serve and worship in the most perfect form that I can and gain as much knowledge that I can in order to turn it into wisdom that will allow me to be a light to our lost kinsmen of the house of Israel. So you can see he's really got the spirit of brotherly love, even though he's in prison. To quote you, my brother, it's my mission in this world to expose the lies and complete identity theft that our enemies have cleverly tricked our people with. We have such a prestigious responsibility to share this gospel and to let our people know that our Elohim keeps his promises that he makes to his people. And though he shed blood of Yahshua Messiah, he laid forth the way for us to true Israel. I pray for our people, brother, and I thank you for all that your ministry does, and give those who have ears to hear this glorious truth in his almighty name, your brother, Ben. I'm sure I have the envelope here somewhere, but,
Get me that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get you his address so you can send him, a copy of your Bible.
And I can use the publishing house, American National Publishing.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, we have about 10 minutes left. Roy D. Lacey. Pastor Eli James, greetings to you and everybody that helps with your ministry. I finished reading the Enmity series, and one Enmity series is the 2-seed line document. Oh yeah, my pleasure. End the sick game. This is we don't do this enough because it's really important to know how our brethren are suffering and how their faith actually is growing behind prison walls. The Enmity series is basically the two seed line story from Genesis 1 down to the present. I will eventually turn that into a book. It's nearly a book already, the six chapters. And I wanted to say thank you for taking the time to research that was involved for you and to be able to write a very interesting study about Nahash's deceiving Eve, among other things. I mentioned in my first letter to you that I am fairly new to our Israelite identity and am just now beginning my research into the two seed line theology. So far, I am extremely curious about this topic, because it sheds light on a bunch of scripture that didn't make sense to me. I am now halfway through Pastor Dan Gaiman's booklet, The Two Seeds of Genesis 3:15, and that is an outstanding booklet. And by the way, Pastor Dan Gaiman's ministry is thriving in northwestern Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And I am already wanting to read more on this truth that the church hides from us. Can you please supply me with some more study materials? I am currently in jail fighting another case, and due to my being STG...
Security Threat Group.
Right?
Right there. What'd I tell you?
Right. STG Aryan. Okay. I am in a single man cell in ADSEG.
Administrative segregation.
Yes, okay. With a lot of time on my hands, yeah, right? Okay, and then he requested several articles, which I've already sent them to him. I apologize for not being able to send more stamps, but included is four stamps and a stamped envelope. I am an indigent inmate and only receive two stamped envelopes a week through the Inmate Welfare Fund, and will gladly save up to send you what I can. Your writings thus far have opened my eyes to something I never gave much thought. Thank you for your time, Pastor James, and please know that I write you in truth and honesty and I want to develop a stronger faith through study of Scripture and turn to our racial heritage. If I would have known half of what I know now a few years ago, then I would not be in the predicament that I am currently in at this time. Now, Now I just want to learn so that God can use me to spread his message to any lost sheep of the house of Israel that I encounter while incarcerated. May our kinsman redeemer bless you, Roy D. Lacey. 850, the San Francisco County Jail, San Francisco, California. So, this is how this message...
There's a lot of guys that have made mistakes and got themselves in prison, and there are others that have stood up and went to prison for their beliefs.
Yes.
I met a whole bunch of them, like the Montana Freeman and stuff.
Yeah. So, you can see, had they known the identity message, they wouldn't have been angry. They wouldn't have been crazy, wild and doing stupid stuff like, robbing mm-hmm. people, hurting people, getting into fights, being rowdy. But it's hard to say. Once you're in prison, you have a lot of time to reflect on your behavior, right? But I would say that a lot of the letters I get are from men. Of course, they're men while they're in prison, but as growing up as boys, they really were disgusted by the Judeo-Christian teaching that all the races are the same and that we have to live with Negroes, when they could see that these people ain't up to snuff, right? They ain't up to snuff.
Well, and going into the joint will give you an attitude adjustment and a reality check.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this quite honestly. If you were not a racist before you went into prison, you will be a racist when you come out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you see the dregs of the dregs, and the blacks turn out animalistic.
Animals when they go in.
Mm-hmm.
They're animals when they come out. They don't change. They live the same lifestyle. They have free TV. The TV is for the blacks. They don't work.
Yeah.
They got baby mamas sending them money. They got money on the books.
Hmm.
They live high on the hog. and they sit around, watch TV, and gamble and stab one another.
Right.
And fight with
for entertainment. That's more entertaining than television.
And fight with the Mexicans, and the Mexicans usually whip their ass.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's more
sorry
of them.
About my French, but that's how it is.
Right. Yeah,
and some of those Mexes are bad to the bone. They get those Mexican gangs in there.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah.
And they stick together.
Yeah. Right. And they're not fearful like the blacks are.
No.
You know, oh, man.
No, they stay to themselves. They don't want to mix. The blacks want to mix so they can victimize the punk white boys.
Right. Yeah.
But the Mexicans don't have anything to do with anybody. Now, I had good relations with the Mexicans because I speak Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And when they find out that you're not against them, that you don't hate them.
Right.
And you speak their language, they have a different attitude towards you. And I don't hate the Mexicans. They just want to come here because their country is a crap hole.
That's right.
And they think that if they get up here, they can better themselves. Well, the problem is there's very little opportunity. They keep them as slave labor, so they go to crime.
Yeah.
That's the only way they can make it. They got 10 kids at the house because they breed like fleas.
Right.
They lay eggs and they hatch.
Right.
Just, oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So this is the way it is in prison, folks. But I just wanted to share some of these letters with you so you see what kind of an effect the Christian identity message has to, like the one guy, he's in for life. He's not getting out. Mm-hmm. So this is all he's got. And the Christian identity has revealed to him that he is a son of Yahweh, and even if he never gets out, you know, there's a place for him in the kingdom.
He's part of the remnant,
right? Yep. Now, I think, Pastor Steve, the way the economy...
If you remember, folks, that all of the disciples were beheaded.
Right. Yeah, they didn't
all
have
of them. Mm-hmm. None of them made it. They all were killed. So...
Well, they say John died on the Isle of Patmos without a violent death. So, but he would be the only one. He would be the only one.
So, all the others, they were beheaded.
Yes. Yeah. They
you learn about race relations. There are even some decent blacks in prison, but the blacks and the Mexicans, and the blacks especially, the ones that are decent, they realize that they don't need to live with the white man.
Right.
They need to keep separate. Mm-hmm. They need to have their own place. The Mexicans need to fix up Mexico.
Right.
They need to go back. They need to straighten up their own country. They don't need to be up here with us.
Right.
The blacks need to go back to their continent. They don't need to be here with us. Segregation is the rule of
Scripture. That's Yahweh's law. That's Yahweh's law.
That's Yahweh's law. And you don't have to hate the other races. There's no point in it. They are. Mm-hmm. Do you hate dogs and cats and horses and cows and butterflies?
Until they bite
you.
No. Right?
Well, why should you hate the black people as a whole?
Yeah.
They just are a different species of creature, and they don't need to be living with Aryan people.
That's right.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Total racial segregation. End of the game. Absolutely.
Yes. And we know who's pushing the racial integration. It's not even the blacks and the Mexicans and the Orientals. It's the Jews.
The Talmudists.
Okay, folks, thanks for listening. And pray for these white prisoners in our prison system. They need your help and your prayers. Thank you. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. See you all next time. Yahweh bless.